engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The Tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah al-Muslim.
We start now with verse number 10, on a recap of that, because that's what we discussed yesterday. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ, a speaker from amongst them said, most Mufassirin say it was the eldest son, Yehuda, Judah, لَا تَقْتُلُوا يُوسُفْ, do not kill Yusuf. You don't need to kill him to realize your objective. Why do you want to have blood on your hands? وَأَلْقُوهُ فِي غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ يَلْتَقِطْهُ بَعْدُ السَّيَّارَةِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. Rather, if you must do something, cast him into an obscure well. Some travelers will pick him up. I explained that غَيَابَةِ الْجُبِّ refers to a recess which is made in the well just above the water. So he won't drown in the water of the well. He'll be in that recess and people will see him and then they'll take him. And slavery was common those days. You find a young, handsome lad, you pick him up, you sell him, you make a big profit. So he came to his brothers and said, well, look, we all agree we've got to get Yusuf out of the equation in order to secure the attention and the affection of our father to the extent that we want it. It's not to say Yaqub alayhi salam did not show them any attention or affection. Yaqub alayhi salam just had special love for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now that they agreed on the plan, it was time to implement. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, they said, O father, مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا عَلَى يُوسُفْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاسِحُونَ, why is it that you do not trust us with Yusuf? We are certainly his well-wishers. Now Yaqub a.s. used to keep Yusuf a.s. close to him all the time. And from this verse we learn that they had made requests in the past. That's why they say, مَا لَكَ لَا تَأْمَنَّا, that why is it that you don't trust us with Yusuf? If it was the first request, they wouldn't have said that. So they probably had made multiple requests in the past. They said, we are his brothers, we only wish well for him. أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدًا يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ, send him with us tomorrow so that he may eat and play and we will take good care of him. So they were saying, look, dad, this is a young, handsome boy with great potential. Just letting him stay at home is going to numb his faculties. He needs to be stimulated. He needs to grow in a holistic way. And for that to happen, he needs to come out of the house. He needs to come with us to graze the goats in the field. He needs to eat the fruits of the jungle. He needs to play by, you know, he needs to exercise his body by playing and jumping around as a young lad generally does. And part of their play entail running races and archery. So playing appropriate games naturally is healthy for a child's growth and development. So they made a very impressive request to Yaqub alayhi salam, according to the Mufassirin. And they emphatically put his heart at ease by saying that, listen, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, we will take good care of him. We will take good care of him. Send him with us. He's too cooped up in the house. Tomorrow we're going. Let him come with us. We will graze the animals. He'll eat from the fruits of the jungle. He'll play. We are there. We'll take good care of him. And according to some Mufassirin, the brothers then separately encouraged Yusuf alayhi salam to accompany them and to ask permission from their father. So one is they told Yaqub alayhi salam directly that trust us with Yusuf, send him with us, it will be good for him, we'll look after him. But then they went to Yusuf also and they said, Yusuf, come with us, it'll be so exciting, it'll be like this, it'll be like that. Tell Abba, tell Dad to let you come with us. So now Yaqub alayhi salam is facing two requests, one from the brothers and the other from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam himself. How did he respond? Well, we'll take up that discussion tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Well, I suppose the lesson we can learn is that once you've made up your plan, you know, your evil plan, then you'll try every trick in the book to be able to ensure that you get to implement it. And that is what we see the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam doing.